137 University of Illinois students planned to spend at least part of this semester studying in Italy, but many are now making plans to return. Yesterday, U of I administrators told them to leave the country, where there are at least 1,600 coronavirus cases. Charles Ledford spoke to one student still in Italy.
The email from Andrew Collum, the university's Associate Director for International Safety and Security, arrived in students' inboxes before dawn Sunday morning. Natalie Salazar is in Pravia, 28 miles south of Milan in northern Italy.
I woke up, I checked my email. It says we are all required to go back. It kind of ruined everyone's day.
In the email, the university cited the U.S. State Department's Level 4 travel advisory and the, quote, continuing uncertainty about COVID-19, end quote. Salazar, a double major in linguistics and Italian, says she's not sure this is the best time to leave.
I don't want to leave, and if I had the actual choice, I would not. And having us get on a plane with recycled air for so long, it doesn't make sense.
But concern that the situation in Italy might get worse before it gets better was enough for finance major Joe Hume to book his ticket home.
Once we got the official notice that the university would like us to leave Italy immediately, my parents kind of freaked out, and they just said, wherever you are, we're just bringing you home now.
The university is requiring all students returning from Italy to self-quarantine for 2 weeks before returning to campus. That's fine with Adam Sang, who studies information systems and supply chain management. He had hoped to spend the semester in Milan, but arrived on a flight back to Chicago's O'Hare International Airport last night. Sang plans to stay with his parents in Arlington Heights for a few weeks and says it feels good to be home. This is Charles Ledford for Illinois Newsroom.